Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. What color is your skin? In many societies today, the answer to this question determines what ethnic group you belong to. It turns out, though, that the story of how the human species came to acquire varying skin tones has less to do with ethnic differences and more to do with the simple geographical origins of our ancestors. The story starts about 1 million years ago. Around that time, anthropologists believe we lost our thick, coarse, ape-like hair and replaced it with the thin hair we have today. This change allowed us to sweat more effectively and thus keep our bodies cool. But there was a trade-off to this evolutionary fashion statement. With thinner hair, we had less protection from the sun's dangerous ultraviolet rays, and our chances of getting severe sunburn and skin cancer were greatly increased. This danger was especially critical in regions of intense sunlight along the equator. Our evolutionary response was to produce a protective skin pigment called melanin. This pigment not only blocked ultraviolet light, but also darkened our skin tone. Because melanin was most necessary along equatorial latitudes, people there produced more of it and hence developed a darker hue. In northern latitudes, on the other hand, where sunlight was scarce and vitamins from the sun's rays were critical, people had little need for melanin. Their skin became light. Varying skin color, then, evolved as a biological trade-off, a balance between too much or too little sunlight. Ultimately, nothing more than a geographical accident. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.